While the Obama administration is mulling over its policy in Afghanistan, it's also rethinking how to handle Myanmar. The U.S. has long pursued a policy of isolating the military government in the country, also known as Burma. But Washington says that policy isn't working. Yesterday, a State Department official said the U.S. will soon send a diplomatic team to Myanmar for talks. One issue that's likely to come up is the case of a U.S. citizen named Jawsaw Lewin. Zaw Lewin has been in prison in Burma for nearly 2 months. He was born in Burma but has been living in exile for 20 years. Recently, he went back and was arrested. Reporter Bruce Wallace spoke with his fiancée, Wawa Jaw, at her home outside of Washington.
These are some of the things that Wawa Jaw hears about jail cells in Myanmar. They're tiny, airless, no windows, no toilets. The food's inedible. Torture is common.
It's not like a prison in the United States. You cannot imagine the prison in Burma.
But prison conditions aren't the first thing that went through her head when she learned that Jawsaw Lewin had been arrested.
He could be dead. That's the first thing it came to my mind. They could kill him and then he could be not found anywhere.
Jawsaw Lewin was arrested going into Myanmar on September 3rd. He never got to the family members who were waiting for him at the airport. It was 17 days before someone from the U.S. Embassy was allowed to visit him in prison.
I was very much relieved that he would stay alive. But on the other hand, the news really disturbed me was he was beaten. He was tortured physically and mentally. And also they didn't feed him for 7 days.
The U.S. Embassy has filed a complaint with the Burmese government about Jawsaw Lewin's treatment. Jawsaw Lewin originally fled his home country in 1988 after taking part in student protests there. He came to the U.S. as a refugee in the early 90s, became a U.S. citizen, studied and got a degree in computer science. All the time, he continued to do pro-democracy work. For the past 2 years, he's been working in Thailand with other Burmese activists. This summer, he delivered a petition with nearly 700,000 signatures to the U.N. urging stronger action to free Burmese political prisoners. His fiancée says she doesn't know for certain why he chose to go back to Myanmar in September, but she says he'd been increasingly worried about his mother and two cousins. They were arrested 2 years ago during a political crackdown, and they've been in jail ever since. His mother is battling cancer and in need of medical attention.
He's been feeling so bad for his families and the colleagues and all these political prisoners in Burma. So he might be thinking that he can make a change. Probably that is why he went back to Burma.
Jawsaw Lewin's arrest comes at a time when the Obama administration is rethinking U.S. policy towards Myanmar's military regime. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has acknowledged that sanctions have had little effect. Now the U.S. is considering increasing diplomatic engagement with the country. A State Department spokeswoman told me it was too early to say how Zaw Lewin's case might affect policy considerations. Brian Joseph, director for South and Southeast Asia at the National Endowment for Democracy, says the case should be part of the mix.
The fact that he's an American citizen does put a whole host of obligations on the United States, and my sense is that he will have to be part of, if not the critical piece of any discussion that they have with the regime.
Jawsaw Lewin is expected to appear at a hearing tomorrow. He's charged with traveling with fraudulent documents. He's being represented by the same lawyers that defended Aung San Suu Kyi in her recent trial. Myanmar's embassy in D.C. couldn't say anything about the case. They said they only know what they read in newspapers and online. Wawa Jaw says despite all that's happened, she still supports her fiancé's work.
Was any part of you angry at all that he took such a risk? And I mean, knowing that he's a pretty visible critic of the Burmese government?
My answer is not at all, no. Our heart is in Burma. We were born in Burma. We were raised in Burma. Whatever we have to do, whatever he has to do to free Burma, I totally understand.
Still, she's not optimistic about his trial. And she doesn't expect him to be released in time to celebrate his 40th birthday. It's next Wednesday. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.